in a world full of corruption, perversity, miseries, the hope of Gaza believers in the Old Testament relied on the promise that God gave to Abraham, Jacob, Isaac. And in the New Testament, our hope relies on the gospel. This is the greatest revelation that we receive. What God promised in the Old Testament, well, he fulfilled by sending his only begotten son to this world, Jesus Christ. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Virgin Mary and saluted her, he declared the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God. And this is our hope. So the gospel is something prophetic, historical, and supernatural. Prophetic because all the prophecy were fulfilling that person, the person of Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, Judah. And after, he worked the work of redemption. The gospel is something historical. Actually, St. Paul the Apostle says, "For I deliver to you, first of all, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. And he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. And after, he started mentioning how Jesus appeared to many people, to the apostle many times, to 500 people at one time appeared to them. So this is something historical and supernatural. So the gospel actually is the foundation of our faith and hope. Gospel that we receive it through the Holy Ghost. We accept it. We follow it because this is the way that we know by revelation of salvation. Actually, St. Paul the Apostle is very clear when he said, the gospel that you hold, this is the gospel that will save you. There is not actually another way of salvation, but accepting Jesus Christ, to accept his doctrine and his grace. So Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. And he is that give to everyone the ability to see the truth, the ability to hear the truth, the ability to profess the truth, not only by words, but overall by our life. So this is something that the church wants to encourage us to increase in hope by her liturgy, by the action of the Holy Ghost. This is our hope. So in the world full of corruption, perversity, misery, we have the hope, we have the light, we have the strength that help us to continue working our sanctification by professing God in everywhere that we go, by growing in the knowledge of God through the action of the Holy Ghost. The gospel is supernatural. So, what a God's believer, you know, accepting the Old Testament was the promises of God. And this was their hope. But our hope relies on the fact that Jesus already came according to the scripture, that Jesus worked our sanctification by offering himself in holy sacrifice at Calvary, according to the scripture, that Jesus rose up from the dead on the third day, according to the scripture. This is the revelation that we receive and should be our hope, the motivation to carry our cross with patience, to practice the virtue of charity when sometime, you know, may imply sacrifices. But remember, everything that you do for the love of God, for the glory of God, obviously you are living according to the gospel that you receive from the Holy Ghost. So this is the fact that we have, that the kingdom of heaven is a reality, and we know by proof how Jesus Christ, who preached the kingdom of heaven, rose up from the dead on the third day. And he proved that he was alive by appearing to many people, to the apostle many times, to many people, you know, 500 people just in one time. And this is Jesus Christ that is alive in his church and is working and working in our soul through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. So today liturgy is about hope and to, you know, keep our faith as something that we receive as a gift. St. Paul the Apostle say, brethren, I recall to your minds the gospel that I preach to you, which also you receive through tradition. The gospel that cannot be changed, wherein also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold it fast, which means if you live according to the gospel. This is the supernatural reality of the gospel preached by the apostle, which we receive through the infallible magisterium of the church. This is something that really helps us to keep going forward in this life with purpose. What is my purpose in life? Obviously, to see God. When I die, my purpose is to go to heaven. This is my purpose. That's why St. Paul the Apostle said, when you hold the gospel, you do it by a purpose. And this is something that really, you know, fills our soul with peace and joy. Peace that nobody can take away. So, let us keep the gospel of Jesus Christ and thinking that this is the reality of our existence. We are created by God. We were redeemed by God through Jesus Christ, who offered himself as a true man, as a victim, as a lamb for our sins. This is the revelation, and this is the tradition that we receive. Tradition that we have to keep until death. We have no sordo church. They changed the gospel. They changed everything that we receive through tradition. That's why if we see this truth, it's because Jesus Christ gave us the ability to see. In the gospel, according to St. John, he worked a miracle using his humanity, his human nature, healing a blind man from birth. And he was cured from his blindness. In today's gospel, he cured deaf and dumb, giving them the ability to hear and to talk. Obviously, this natural manifestation of miracle no signify supernatural manifestation too, which is giving us the ability to hear the truth and to profess with our life. So, Let us be faithful to the gospel, to Jesus Christ. He is our hope. You will go to heaven, not because you, because you follow Jesus, because Jesus Christ is your strength, your hope, everything in your life. Our hope relies in the gospel, relies in the revelation that happened as a fact, not as a promise, because God fulfilled already His promise in Jesus Christ. He is our life and hope, and through Him we are going to obtain eternal salvation. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.